to the steadfast in the Torah by B'nai Noach Avram, to exceed it says, the Yaakov Bris Yishmo, so the Havim Menuhi is the place of B'nai Noach, the Mishnah Spifunah, it was said a second time of the Torah later in the Yikurah, that it says, Yom HaShemim Yimo, and still follows the Yisrael Memro, to learn the B'nai Noach, that the B'nai Noach has no mitzvah in Yimo. Even though it's said a second time of the Torah, Schor Tzakash, according to our Klal, mitzvah Yimo should apply to both, to a Jew and to a Grey. Smer says, no, here it's not really considered the mitzvah was said a second time. But the other who, that the Torah repeats it in the Yikra, is the Mishra Shabbos of the Yosef. Come to teach us that if the Yom HaShmini comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Mina even on Shabbos. The Yadashim by Yom means the Afil of the Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Smer says, this was considered like the Torah only said it once, and therefore the Klal is after HaSinai, it only applies to a Jew and not to a Goy. For the Gemara still, for a Puri of Rivia, the mitzvah Puri of Ru, Shemem Livnei Noach, was first said by Adam Rishon, or by Noach the Chassid, it says, V'yaten Puri of Ru, go out from the Tevah and have Puri of children. So the mitzvah was given to Bnei Noach. For a Mishnah, be seen right. It was said over a second time in the volume that Leich Em Olehem, Shubu Lechem Leo Leichem, it was said over a second time that Eftah Sinai, go back and live with your wives, have children. And still the Klal is, Yisrael Memro, the end of Nemech, the Nemech and Amitzvah and Amitzvah Puri Ruhu. Since either the Torah says it twice, still the mitzvah only remains by a Jew and not by a Grey. Smer says no, who over there, when the Torah said it over again in Devorim, it's not like to say the mitzvah a second time, but rather to teach us a new klal of Lechol Dovah Shebeminyan. Anytime something was said within Israel, the minyan, like the Ashkosh Boko told them, stay away from the wife for 3 days, it's a tzorech minyan achalatiyei. You need a special heter to take away that first issur. So therefore, since Hashem told him to stay away from the wives for 3 days, as close to Magdolo, that'll be a new heter to give you to go back to your wife. But it wasn't a basket for the mitzvah of Puyavu. For the Mori Yochi, if so, ko chode v'chode nami, neyme mishumusa asni yochi, and asni, as all the seven mitzvahs gnei meyach, said the same thing also, that avodizoro, let's say, really it's only said one time in the Torah, to a B'nai Noach, and therefore the Yisra now should only apply to a Jew and not to a Grey. Even though the Torah repeats it later on, maybe it's only to teach us new halachas about Avodah Zarah. Whereas Gil Arayis, it's only to teach us new halachas about Gil Arayis. But maybe not to teach us the mitzvah a second time? So then the klal is, all these seven mitzvahs should only apply to a Jew and not to a Grey. So now it says, how could come? This is what I meant to say over there. Azora meheder misni bo lomeli by the seven mitzvahs. Why the Torah has to repeat over again a second time the law of Gil Arayis, the law of Avodah Zarah, the law of Gezel? Like I said already one time. Here, since the Torah repeats the law a second time, here it's sort of like a saying it two times in the Torah. And by these seven mitzvahs, here the klal is that was there and is there mitzvah. It was given both to a Jew and to a Grey. But the rest of the Torah is only given to the Jew and not to the Grey. The Yom Lomah now, what's the only mitzvah that we had that's really only said one time in the Torah? And therefore, after HaSinai, it changed over from Bnei Noach to the Jews. And Lomah Rela Gid HaMoshe B'Vad, only Gid HaMoshe, the leader of Yehuda. According to the Yehuda Shita that he yields, Gid HaMoshe applied to Bnei Noach at the time when it really happened. Where's the question? Hani Nami L'chura, the rest of the case we just said also comes out now. Mila and Purihu, these are two mitzvahs. You're telling me only says like one time in the Torah. So the beginning would apply to Bnei Melech, and now if fasting, it applies to a Jew, to Bnei Yisrael. So it's not only Gid HaMoshe, it's Hani Nami, it's Mila and Purihu. So now it says, Hani Nami Le Yisni, it didn't repeat the second time. So now it says, no, Hani Yisni Le Shemusa. These things were repeated the second time, teach us things about it. Mr. Biyama, Holy Yisni Klau. By Shankin, Gid HaMoshe was not repeated a second time at all. So means to say the only mitzvah that wasn't repeated a second time at all, that has this klal, that it changed over from Bnei Noach to Bnei Yisrael, is only Gid HaMoshe. But really, Puri Ruhu and Mila was the same category, that even though its first mishnas was Bnei Noach, now by HaSinai it was changed over, taken away from Bnei Noach, and now it only applies to Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael, another parrot is like this. Mila, the mitzvah, the Mila also. Mikora, Liavrom, who do come out of Le Rachmona. The Torah only gave the mitzvah similar to Avraham Avinu himself. But the Pesach says, the Ata as Brisi Tishma, you Avraham Avinu, you should watch this mitzvah Brisi Mila. Ata v'zarecha acharecha, l'beresem. Only you and your children. But the rest of Bnei Melech, they had no mitzvah Mila. It wasn't given to the whole door. It was only given to Avraham Avinu and to his children to make the mitzvahs of Mila. Ata v'zarecha in, you and your children, yes. So if it's good, mitzvah mila was never given to Bnei Melech in the first place. It's not in this category of Gid HaMashem. But the Melamiyatib saw Bnei Yishmer Lechaivay. It was told then the Arabs, they should also have a chiyuv to make a bris mila. Bnei Yishmer, they also called the Zera of Avraham Avinu. You're saying Zarecho, the children of Avraham Avinu also had a chiyuv to make a bris mila. So then Yishmer was also a child of Avraham. So according to my answers now, the Pasuk says, Ki be Yitzchok, you call a chazera. That who's called the zera of them of Avraham Avinu? Not Yishmael, but Yitzchok. But Yitzchok. So Yitzchok's children have to have a bris mila, and not Yishmael's children. For the Gemara Bnei Esav lechayver. If so, Bnei Esav, they're the zera of Yitzchok. They should also have a chiyuv to make a bris mila. Because Russia should have to make a bris mila. The Russians. So Moses says, no, the Joshua is again, ki bi Yitzchok, a day is bi Yitzchok, bi Dashin bi Yitzchok, v'lo ko Yitzchok. And not all of Yitzchok, not all of Yitzchok's children. Only Yaakov, Bnei Yaakov has to make a bris mila, but not Bnei Yosef. Masir says, in Akash again, the mila was not really given lebnei Yosef, lebnei Meach. Mask, lebnei Yosef, she has a question in Yaakov, so, bnei Keturah lechayvei, the Bnei Keturah, the children that Avraham Avinu had later on from Hagar, they from Keturah, they should not have chiyuv to make a bris mila. They're not called the zera of Avraham Avinu. So how come you tell them only be Yitzchak, only his children have to be it? What if Bnei Keturah have to have a bris mila? Homer Yosef Avadim, they tell Rabbi Yosef Avchanina as brisi hafer the rabbis Bnei Keturah. That they said as brisi hafer the rabbis Bnei Keturah, only they themselves also had a chiyuv to have a bris mila, but not the children. They were also included in the Zera Avraham, but not the children. The children that only goes on Yitzchak and nobody else. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Odom Arishon Lehuta Lebosa Lechila. Odom Arishon, his whole lifetime, he had no heart to eat meat. He was only allowed to eat grass, things that grow, fruits, he was not allowed to eat meat. The Pesach says, Lechel Yim Yochle, ולכל חי אסורץ סוידשין ולוי חי אסורץ לכם as what's given to you. In other words, the Pesuk says there's kol yeret esav liochlo. In other words, the esav oretz that was given to you to eat and not the chai eserets. But if the shebo b'nei nerech when came b'nei nerech then by nerech hitu lehem for them was mut to eat the basar. Shneim the pasuk says, "Ki yerek esav nasati lechem eskel." So I'm giving you everything, just like you're allowed to eat grass, what grows until now. Now also you're allowed to eat the behemoth and the chayus. David Moore says, "Yoch, I would thought to say, lo yai evim min achay noyig boy. Maybe the is evim min achay is not noyig by a ben noyich." He says, "Now he's allowed to eat any animal." Tamlem the pasuk says, "No, ach bosa benavshe dom leseichlo." But you're not allowed to eat the boso when its nefesh is still there, when the animal is still alive. Yochla would have thought to say, after shuotzim, maybe a ben meich has an issa not to eat shuotzim also when it's still alive. Tom Lemmer, the pasuk says no. Ach, says ach, there's a chiluk of the difference. Shuotzim does not have the issa even in a chai. Well, my Talmud, why is the sheriff different? On Ravuna, domai vidashi means, misha domai cholak mepsarai. But an animal, there's the boso, the meat, and there's the dam. It's called two separate soon, two different things. But yotze shuotze, mashenken by sheretz, shein dom by cholet mepsarim. The dam of a sheretz has the same malocha like its boso, and not, there's no special din of dam by sheretz. So therefore, by shuotze, we don't have the din of boso domoi, therefore there's no saivim in achai by shuotze. But anachrami, a ben noyach is mutter to eat meat. Meitzvah, you have a kasha. Is it true what you say in the Rebbe Mishnah? Was also to eat meat. The Pesach says, you should rule over the Degas Hayam, you should rule over the fish. So my love, doesn't mean to say you're allowed to eat fish. Says, Mashma, other Mishra was able to eat fish. And you're saying he could only eat things that grow and nothing that has life to it. So Moses says, learn the melacha. That it says that he should rule over the fish, it means that he can work with the fish. So the Gemara, is that possible? The dog in b'nei melacha, so as fish work for us, whoever has fish to work for them. So Moses says, in yes, it's possible. And even if the Shalom of Gemara, the Kamo, to the rachba like rachba. The boy rachba, rachba, that's the question. Hinig, the ease of the shibuta mai. If somebody wants to move, let's say his wagon, and it's near the ocean, it's near the river, so he has one string tied around a fish that's swimming, pushing the wagon, and then he has the other string tied around an ace, a par goat pushing. Is there a missa climb or not? The Torah says, Lesach shum shol v'chamol yachtov, is it only on a shol v'chamol, or a fish also? But our co-pointing, we see it's possible to do work with a fish. So that's all the pesuk means. Or you do with gas hayom means you should rule over the fish. Or the Mishan had a right to work with the fish, but not to eat them. Toshima, come and ask another question. It says, if Oif Hashemayim, or the Mishan also, like, ruled over the birds. So my love, the Achille, doesn't mean to say the Achille is allowed to eat the birds. You see, he can eat a chai. Now it says, Leil HaMelech, again, he can do work with birds. For the Gemara, the Yosef, it's been in Lech, and you know, can you do work with the birds? Gemara says, in yes, to the boy Rabba. Like Rabba is the question. To the boy Rabba, by Rafuna, Dash, Piyavos, and Matanagolim, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, my. If a person is Dash, threshes his wheat with a chickens, Tanagolim, and Avosim, and ducks, what's the Lech? Is there an Issa climb here or not? So you see, also, you could do your work with the birds. So it's such a shylock, you do work with them or not. You know, it's a from Yisrael, you can't like muzzle your animal when he's dash. So does that Yisrael apply to these birds also or not? But I'll call upon him, you see it's possible to work with the birds. That's what the person needs to say. Other Misha is allowed to work with the birds. Toshima coming here. It says, the V'chol Chayis Arema Shal Oretz. So the Chur you see also, he could rule over the Chayis and the Arema Shal Oretz. What does that go on? So when it says, who La'asuya Nochesh Yisrael, it's coming to include a Nochesh. The what could even work, he could work with the nechush. But the question was, you don't do any work with chayis? So Mar says, yes, here it means for nechush, for the snake. And like this, the Tani read like this, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Yomer, Chaval, are they like what we lost, our shamish gadol sheoved min olam, our great worker that left the world. That means to say, shelmo le'lenizkal ko nechush. If the snake wouldn't have been ruined, wouldn't have received this klala. If its feet wouldn't have been cut off, kol echad v'echad miYisrael, every single Jew, ha'yinizdam nimloi shnei nechoshim, he will have two good snakes, shnei nechoshim tevim. Echad, one snake would, mishagra v'tzofni would send to the east, to the north, v'yechad mishagra dom, and one he would send to the south. Lohov iloi sand lebunim to bring him good stones, tevim, and this Rashi says there's a type of good stones, shame evan tev, the yavonim tev is another type of good stones, with margolius and pearls. They bring your mamish good pearls. For lo yeh nagan this elos shemar shilim mitzua takas and vole, you would just put a string of a tzua underneath its tail, or meitz a boy offer leginos lechadosa, he would go and fertilize your field for you. So that's what I meant to say, that other Mishnah was allowed to work with the Nechush. Now the most question, Meisra Bekasha, Hayu of Yehuda, Ben Teimoimer, Oda Marishoin, Meisra Began Eden Hoya, Oda Mishnah, when he was sitting in Gan Eden, where your Malachi Asheris Tzerben Lebosar, the Malachi Asheris was roasting for meat, or Mesanen Leyayin, and they gave him good wine to drink. They're purifying the wine. So what happened was, hitzitz by nochesh, the nochesh peeked in and saw what was going on there, for roll the chvoida, he saw the great respect that Adam Rishon was receiving, for Niskan and became jealous. And that's why the nochesh went to try and kill Lord Adam. So the Mar, Koponim, you see, Adam Rishon was able to eat meat. So Mar says, halsam but basar hayerid min hashemayim. Over there that the Malachi Ashos was feeding him basar, it was not basar from this world, it was basar that came down from min hashemayim. That different type of meat, that meat was muta. But meat, a chaya, in this world, that an Adam is also teat.
For the Gemara, miyike bosa yorim in the shemaim, is such a thing like that? We know meat is here in this world, animals that live and grow. But what kind of meat is there in the shemaim? All right, turn over. Is there any such thing as meat in the shemaim? Gemara says yes. Gemara says, in yes, ki hod Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. Heavy calls the biyuch, he was going on the road. Poga boy hanach aliyusa. He met up with a lion, two lions. They were roaring in front of him, as if to go and eat him up. Is your master, he said, Yeshua Mechlata said, Hakfirim shayigim latarif, that these young lions, that they're screaming for their food. So what happened was, Nechisa lay tati atmosa. Two big chunks of meat fell down from the Shemayim. Chodo achluho. So one big chunk of meat, these two lions ate up. For Chodesh Shavkura, and one of them was left over. So Asiyu, he brought it with him. The Yosla Bay Medrash, he brought this piece of meat to the Bay Medrash. And Boyelod, he asked Kashal about it. Dova Tommy Yuzer, or Dova Tor. Like, is this piece of meat in the Kabbal Tommy or not? Is it Tommy or not? Omele, they said back to him, and Dova Tommy Yerd Minashamayim, it can't be. Since it's something that comes down in Ashamayim, or it's meat Minashamayim, it's not something that's Tommy, it can't be in the Kabbal Tumma. So they asked another Shiloh. Let's say this animal would have looked, this piece of meat would have looked like a chamor. What would have been the halacha? Or Malay, Yorinala, like what kind of question are you asking me here? Or she says, Shaitois, like a wild animal, like a wild bird. Ha'amulay, we said already, and the time you don't have to be afraid, or by much was better. They want to know if this meat is kosher to you or not. They said, that's pita, anything that comes down in the Shemayim can't be treif. Havada was kosher teat, so even if the meat would have looked like a chamor, pshita. Since the meat comes out of the shemayim, pshita, that would be mutter teat. Then the Shimonai Meir af ala kishav, that a ben Meir is also chayiv on kishav, that's also one of his mitzvahs. My time with the Shim, what's the reason of Shim? The Chassid, the Pesach